The ideas, procedures, and suggestions contained within this podcast are not intended as a substitute for consulting with a medical professional. All matters regarding your health and fitness require medical consultation and supervision. Welcome to the Warrior Wellness Podcast, a podcast for military members, veterans, and first responders focusing on fitness, health, nutrition, and biohacking. Our mission with this podcast is to introduce America's heroes to lifestyle habits and hacks that will help them live healthier, happier lives, and in turn, be fit enough to continue their support of their communities and country.
Well, Mariah, Shane, thank you so much for being on the Warrior Wellness Podcast. And I'm excited about this topic because we definitely haven't talked about it on the podcast, but I do believe this is a very significant topic for everyone. I mean, not just men, but for everyone. And I think it's such a relevant topic right now in particular, because I just saw this morning, I was doing research for this podcast, and I saw the prescription for oral minoxidil, for hair loss soared because the New York Times mentioned some scientific article that came out in JAMA about it. And we're going to be talking about natural approaches and not some drug that actually hasn't been controlled or approved for this issue.
Right.
So we'll talk about all the complications of all that here in a minute. Yeah. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was just learning a lot from your website. There's really a lot on there, and you have such great educational information. And I wanted to kind of pull some of those topics into what we talk about today. I had no idea there were different types of hair loss. So can we start there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of reasons for hair loss. You know, there's stress, medications, genetics, diet, environmental, there's medical conditions. There's so many different causes that can lead to hair loss. Then there's different degrees of hair loss based on, you know, what's happening. And there's medical conditions that cause, you know, complete baldness. And then there's genetics that can cause minor hair loss to major hair loss. And then there's medications that can have all kinds of ranging effects in terms of where hair falls out, like patchiness, or it's such a broad field. But the thing that is kind of reassuring and makes it a little bit easier to look at and notice is that the majority of people who lose their hair, it falls under the genetics category, you know, the male pattern or female pattern balding. But the thing that people need to keep in mind is that just because something is genetics, and you can generally tell, like, if you have it in your family, your grandparents, and it can skip a generation. But if you kind of look at, like, your overall family history, you can kind of see, like, yeah, it is part of my family, even though my brother doesn't have it, or, you know, or my sister has great hair, or there's factors, but it can skip around, which makes it a little tricky. But, like, you know, like my family is totally bald. Every male in my family is bald. I am thankful to have what I have, because I should be shiny bald right now. But the thing about genetics, which it's not as scary as it sounds, which is good, because the way that genetic hair loss works is it's pretty simple. So when our bodies break down testosterone, it creates a byproduct called DHT. Now, this is not a big deal. It's something that's just excreted through the body. Not a big deal. It's just what your body makes when it's breaking down testosterone. However, when it passes by your hair follicle, it gets stuck in these little potholes on the follicle. They're little DHT receptor sites. I like to call them potholes because it's a nice visual. It's not very scientific, but it's a good visual, and it makes sense, you know? So when the molecules passing by the follicle, it gets stuck in these little potholes. Now, these potholes are the generic trait of hair loss. So when someone says you inherited hair loss, you didn't inherit hair loss. What you inherited are these little potholes. Now, as the DHT goes by and it gets stuck in these potholes, It begins to cut the blood flow off to the follicle. So as more and more gets stuck, less and less blood is delivered to the follicle, and the follicle starts to get weaker, weaker, thinner, thinner, and then it eventually dies. Now, so the genetic hair loss is a balance between how much testosterone you're creating, because that has to do with how much of the DHT you're creating, and how many potholes you have. So like, someone can have very few potholes, but produce tons of testosterone. And in that case, they're still going to have hair loss because they're just going to clog it up quickly. Whereas someone can have a lot of potholes. I like potholes because it's a visual. It just does not sound like a scientific explanation, but you get it when I say it. And someone can have inherited a lot of these potholes, and they could produce very little testosterone. So they will eventually see hair loss, but not until much later in life. So that's how it really comes into play. Now, with genetics, what you want to do in that scenario is the goal, and what our goal is we want to get that DHT off the follicle. We don't want to mess with your hormone levels. We don't want to mess with your DHT levels. We don't want to block anything. We don't want to do anything like that, because our bodies are meant to work as they are. You know what I mean? Our bodies, we have millions of years of evolution in our bodies. Like, everything in our body matters. It has some function. There's nothing in our body that is functionless, you know? So we don't want to mess with how our body functions. But what we can do is get that DHT just to slide off the follicle and back into the bloodstream. And then in doing that, we use a very, one of our formulas is a very high grade hyaluronic acid in it, which is something that's found in the eyeballs and the joints. And it's in a lot of skin creams. It's a very moisturizing substance, but we have a very high grade medical concentration of it. And what it does is it coats the follicle, and that DHT just slides off. And then the blood starts flowing back to the follicle. So it starts rebuilding the follicle. And then, you know, at the same time, start bombarding it with stem cells, probiotics, amino acids. We're really building it up strong again. But that's how the genetic factor, you know. Then there's like a lot of medications have the side effect of hair loss, you know, which we can also help with, because since we're all natural and don't enter the bloodstream, we can counteract those side effects. But there's also, you know, there's diet, there's environmental factors. So there's a lot of other factors, but the overall arcing one is that genetic factor.
Wow, you just blew my mind. Like, I had no idea that's why hair loss happens. Like, I mean, yeah. I love the science of it, because it really makes you understand, oh, there's actually something I could do about it. And there's something I could do about it naturally without having to take pills that are not FDA approved for that specific thing, like that article I mentioned that came out in the New York Times, and, you know, suffer possible side effects, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, of taking these medications or these extreme measures that people go through with the surgeries, the hair implants that they go mm-hmm. through to potentially have a side effect. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been to the website please plug your website, because I was blown away by the before and after pictures mm-hmm. on your website from using your products.
We're pretty proud of those. Those are, we don't do any pictures. Those are just, people have sent those in to us, and we're very proud of that whole section of the website, because it's all just people, you know, succeeding. And we love that. We love to see people succeed and win, but it's morehairnaturally.com.
Yes.
Is where it's there. We have a lot of information, because the thing is if you understand it, it's not so scary. That's mm-hmm. why I think it's so important. That's why I kind of jumped into that explanation, and why when we talk to people, we have a whole department here. When I was setting up the company, I really wanted to make sure that we have a department whose goal is supporting our clients and supporting people. Part of that is giving them the power to understand what's happening, and so they can have an idea of what they need to do to fix it. You know, because if you understand it, then you can ideally find steps to handle it. But if you don't, and it's just some scary, nebulous concept, then you don't really know what to do. And it seems like there's no recourse. It seems like you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So that's part of it is understanding it.
Right. And I love how you cleared up the kind of the genetic question. And it really gives you a lot of hope, because it's like, okay, well, yeah, you might say, okay, well, I have the genetic, like everybody's bald in my family, right?
Right.
But you explained exactly what that genetics means for you, and that actually there are natural solutions to, you know, kind of make this a non-issue, because you're doing the treatments like you have with your company. So let's talk about why your products work. You kind of went into it, like with the stem cells and the hyaluronic acid, and tell us, you know, why these natural approaches work for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Because so here's basically how we came to this whole thing. Like I said, every male in my family is bald. And so in like the 90s, my father started losing his hair. And we've always had the belief that, you know, our bodies evolved with nature. We've been here for millions of years, and we've survived synergistically with nature for this long, you know? And so we've always believed that, like, if there's something wrong with our body, we can find the solution for it. It's there for us. It's there in nature. Bodies are made to survive. We are meant to be strong, and we are meant to live. So if we're, you know, feeling sick or something's up, we just need to find something to help our body get back in shape. Like, what's going to help boost our immune system, so our immune system can do the work it needs to do. So when my father started losing his hair, there wasn't a lot out there. You know what I mean? There was all the drugs that were the same drugs they're using today, that were all made in the 70s, you know, and that's all that was there. They started in the 70s. They're still here today. And that's what was there in the 90s. And I mean, there's always home remedies. There's always like rub an onion on your head, or, you know, something like that. But so my dad started doing the drugs. He started going down that the same road that a lot of people go down. And he got very sick. He lost all his energy. He started having like body issues. He started developing breasts because it started messing with his hormone levels. And he's like, okay, this isn't right. And we're like, you got to stop. You're miserable. This isn't working. And my mother is from Italy, and we have some family in the Lake Como region out there. And there was a little pharmacy doing some pretty exciting research in the natural approach to thinning hair. And so she's like, hey, could you get some of that and send it to me? And so, like, yeah, sure. So they got some, and they sent it to my father, and he starts seeing some results. And so eventually we became their North American distributors. So that was our entry into this world. Now, so it was me and my father, my mom, and we was our family business, and we were doing it. And the results, it was good. It was the best thing out there. But it wasn't what we wanted. You know, we're looking for a miracle. You know, we don't have it yet, but we're looking for it every day. We're looking for it. And so we started researching, like, well, what is going on in the field of hair loss? Like, because everyone's using these same products, like I said, were made in the 70s. Science didn't take a nap, you know, in the field of thinning hair. They didn't just like wash their hands of it and give up. So we started researching, like, what's going on in the world of hair loss? What's happening out there? And we started finding in all these medical journals, these great studies involving probiotics, amino acids, stem cells, peptide complexes, all these really cool ingredients that in laboratory studies were producing incredible results, but they weren't in any products. So we were like, well, why don't we just put them all in a product? Like, why don't we put all of them in the same product, but at the clinical strength that's producing the results, not just enough to say to put it on the label, but enough to actually make a difference. Like, let's see if we could do this. And so we found a lab. We're in California. And so we found a lab out here in California, and that specializes in this kind of work. And we brought them all these ingredients, because we want to make this product with all of these in it. And they all have to be at this clinical level that's producing the results. That's a must. And they found a way to do it. And it took about 3 years, and they figured it out. And at that point, we brought all our operations to California. We started reworking all our products with that same philosophy of, like, what goal do we need to accomplish? what's being done to accomplish that goal in the medical field, and then how can we take those results and make a product out of it? And so we brought it in here, and that's where we've been going since then. So the first thing we needed to do was to get the DHT off the follicle. We need that blood flowing back to the follicle, because that's what something like what minoxidil does, the topical minoxidil. I'm not sure about the oral minoxidil. I'm a little skeptical, but I haven't read all the papers on it or anything like that. But in terms of the topical, which has been around for a long time, that's what it does, is it forces blood back to the follicle. So if it works, that's why it works. It's forcing it past that DHT buildup. It's forcing it past the membrane just to the follicle. But the problem with that is it's the drug that's forcing the blood. So the second you stop, you lose everything. All your results go away, because the blood's instantly cut off and the follicle just instantly dies. It's a very fast process.
Wow.
So if somebody is doing that, they either have to do it for life, or if they stop, they have to very carefully wean off. You can't just stop cold turkey, because you'll just lose everything.
Wow.
But we didn't. So the first thing that I do is figure out how to get that blood back. And the hyaluronic acid was doing that. It basically just causes the DHT to slide off, and the blood starts coming back to it on its own. But that's what we were doing with the project from Italy as well, is that concept. But the problem in just doing that on its own is that, yes, the blood's flowing back to it, but in a lot of cases, there's so much damage that it's not rebuilding it strong enough or fast enough. It's keeping it alive. So essentially what would happen is the shedding would stop, and the hair would start to look a lot better, but it wasn't rebuilding strong enough because there's so much damage, especially with men. With women, women don't wait so long before taking action, so that there's a lot less damage, generally speaking, when they go to correct the problem. So they get results faster and quicker, but a man will wait longer. They'll wait like 15, 20 years. And so there's a lot of damage. So what we wanted to do, we were like, okay, so we got the blood flowing back to it, the shedding stopping, but how do we make it actually come back strong and like get like a solid, like some nice fullness back? And that's when we came across the stem cells and the amino acids and the peptide complexes and the probiotics. So with on one end, what we're doing is we're bringing the blood flow back to it. And the other end, we're just rebuilding it. We're bombarding it to help support that healthy, strong growth.
Fireteam Whiskey is now found on Burnalong. We're so excited to be able to provide all of our fitness and wellness content right on this platform with thousands of other licensed and credentialed providers who are specialized in fitness, health, wellness, and even financial literacy. So if you've ever wanted to join the Fireteam Whiskey programs, now is your chance to not only get all of our amazing content, but also get access to hundreds of thousands of videos that will help you be well. Fireteam Whiskey is one of the exclusive providers on the Burnalong app. And all you have to do to go to join us is go to fireteamwhiskey.com, click on the link at the top of the page, and use that special coupon code we have for you to get Burnalong for as low as $9 a month.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that makes total sense that, you know, damage has been done. So you need to strengthen it and build it back up and get the hair follicle healthy again, you know, which you can. Your body has an innate ability to heal, which is wonderful, right?
Exactly.
So,
yes.
But these things help it. And I mean, stem cells right now, you know, are all the rage. I mean, mm-hmm. they're being used for everything. I interviewed a lady on the podcast. They have these stem cell pain patches, you know, where they're just, I mean, it's miraculous. They're doing, you know, I got a stem cell facial, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I look like 10 years younger after that one treatment.
It
really instantly kind of, you know, props up the cell and makes it healthier and gives it the building blocks to heal itself.
Yeah.
So that makes total sense.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Science is really exciting these days. I mean, science is always exciting, but what's happening now is we're very excited by it, because it's the thing that's great about it is there's no side effects and there's no lifetime usage, and it's not invasive. It doesn't interfere with your body's health. It doesn't interfere with any sort of like programs or anything you're doing. It doesn't interfere with anything. So it's very exciting in how it's working and how it's functioning.
Yeah. So I was looking on your website, you know, to the More Hair Naturally website about at your products, and you had all sorts of really neat things, but you did have this hair loss starter kit, which I thought was kind of like the thing, like people listening, like that's where you need to start. Right. I also saw you have a really cool quiz. Like you could take a quiz on the website about, you know, I guess some suggestions for what you need to do next.
Yeah. There's both. Well, it's called the Starter Kit Plus, and there's two, it has a shampoo conditioner, which are great. The thing with shampoo and conditioner is never going to help with thinning hair. There's no shampoo and conditioner in the world that's going to address someone who's like excessively shedding or has thinning hair issues. That's just because to address that, you need something to absorb into the scalp. But what a shampoo and conditioner, well, a good one will do and should do is help support a healthy scalp and also add extra volume and fullness and manageability to your hair without having any sort of harsh chemicals or detergents that are going to actually harm and impede your scalp and hair growth. So we have the shampoo conditioner, and then also has the More Hair Naturally 9, which is the one I was talking about, which has a green label. And then it has the Hair and Scalp Synergy, which has a purple label, which is really interesting as well. When we were developing the More Hair Naturally 9, one of the things that we found is that as the hair starts to get thinner and thinner, the growth cycle starts to get shorter and shorter, which is why a lot of people, when their hair starts to thin, they can't grow it long anymore. So we were like, well, how could we help that? Because we're rebuilding the follicle. We're helping, you know, bring the blood flow back to it. But if the growth cycle is too short, it's not necessarily going to have a real opportunity to, you know, take advantage of that healthy, strong follicle. So we found, with this other product, using a different set of, you know, botanical extracts and stem cells, it was a way to help elongate that growth cycle. So on one end, where we are, you know, helping rebuild the follicle, and the other end, we're saying, okay, now here's some space to actually grow in. So now it's time to actually do your thing. And then the other thing it does is it uses quite a bit of probiotics to rebalance the microbiome of the scalp, because when the scalp is thinning, any kind of non-optimum scalp condition, such as like flakiness, dryness, itchiness, anything like that, it's going to impede healthy growth. And by just rebalancing the scalp, it's kind of amazing what it does, because our bodies are made to heal themselves. So when you rebalance the microbiome of the scalp using probiotics, what happens is the scalp begins to take care of itself. So we've having clients calling us who have had scalp issues for years, and within a few months, those start to go away. And that was never actually our intention. We weren't trying to like help people with like scalp problems when we were making the product, but because the probiotics are just balancing out the scalp to the normal levels where it should be, the body is starting to take care of itself, which is kind of great to see.
Yeah. Wow. And that, I love that you mentioned kind of the microbiome, you know, because I mean, we are covered with billions of microorganisms, whether or not you like that idea, it's the case. It's true. Yeah. All right. Just get over it. and we think of like microbiome, we only think of it as gut health, right? That's we've been hearing all the buzzwords about gut health and microbiome, but people don't realize our microbiome is everywhere. all over us, and especially on our skin. So yes, it's super important to take care of our microbiome on the outside of our body as well, because they have jobs too that they're doing for our bodies. And that's so important, is to take care of that microbiome of your skin. And people, especially men, I think, like, are really bad at this, but you know, using these kind of cheap shampoo products over the years, and they're very toxic, and, you know, they're just detergents and harsh, and they're just probably wiping out all the microbiome you have, which they have a job to do up there. That's what they, you know, they're taking care of that skin. They're keeping it healthy. And your products don't have any of those harsh toxins and, you know, chemicals and detergents in them. So you're allowing your microbiome to get the nutrition that it needs to flourish and to do what it needs to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, because it's very important. Like, people kind of blow off a shampoo and conditioner. I guess probably more men than women, but that's a generality. I don't actually know that for sure. But like, you know, you get a shampoo, like, oh, I need shampoo, let's get a shampoo. But the thing is, like you said, they're full of these harsh detergents and foaming agents and chemicals. And what it ends up doing is it ends up stripping your scalp of any sort of the good oils and of the good microbiome and the good bacteria. And so what happens is your body senses that that's missing. Like, if you strip your scalp of all the oils, your body senses that that your scalp needs more oil. So it starts producing more oil on the scalp. So then all of a sudden you have oily hair. So then you use the shampoo again for the oily hair, dry your scalp out, and your scalp's like, no, it's too dry. We got to get more oil going. So it's this like vicious cycle that just isn't going to quit unless you just stop, let your hair be funky for a couple weeks, you know? Yeah. And then it'll just kind of like balance itself out back to its like natural healthy state.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's, we've learned so much on this podcast today already. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But you know, here's the thing though, also, like, because I know we're talking, you know, it's all about hair loss, and that's what we're talking about. But it's kind of a bigger picture than that, because it's really about self-confidence, and it's really about taking responsibility for those things about yourself that are causing your intention to go back on your body. Because our goal is to have people have their attention out into the world. Like, we want people focusing on their goals, focusing on their friends, focusing on their family, focusing on getting out into the world and being part of the world. And it's hard to do that when you're focusing on yourself, you know? So if there's a problem that is bothering you about yourself, and it's subjective too, you know, it could be weight, it could be hair, anything that's your skin, anything that's concerning you about yourself, by taking an action, a positive action to address it, just the fact that you're doing that is going to give you confidence to get out and confidence to stop thinking about your hair, you know, because you're taking care of it. You're doing the things you got to do to make it better. And because of that, you can move on. You can get out there and you can put focus on your family, on your kids, on your spouse, on your friends, on your church, on your pets, on whatever, you know, but you can get that attention off yourself and back out into the world. And so that's really what we want people to do. We don't want people to be thinking about their hair. Our goal is to get people to stop thinking about their hair, stop looking in the mirror and being worried about your hair. You know, we want you to look in the mirror and be like, I look great. Let's do it. You know, let's get out there.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Like that's our goal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what we do with Fire Team Whiskey is, you know what, it's not about like getting the 6-pack abs, right? I mean, those are great, but it is more just about the confidence and the health and how good you feel and how, you know, you are investing your energy and time into doing what you can, because you do have control over this stuff.
Yeah,
and we learned today in this podcast, you have a lot of control, even though it's maybe genetic, quote unquote. There are so many things that you can do by using these products, these natural products for more hair naturally, having good nutrition, you know, and not using those harsh chemicals, that you do have control over this situation a lot more than maybe you thought you did. And it is empowering.
It is. And like, even with the six pack, like you start going to the gym. I mean, honestly, I do like one hard workout and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's on. Let's do it. It's on. You know what I mean? And it's not, the abs aren't there yet, but knowing that I just like killed it at the gym, even if it's for a half hour, you know, mm-hmm. I still have that burst of like confidence, you know, like it's not there yet, but man, I'm going in the right direction. And then I'm not really worried about it, you know?
Right.
So it's really just about taking those actions that, you know, if you're consistent with, will get you results. Consistency is so important though, in all of these, be it with your battling hair loss or body issues, consistency, nothing happens overnight.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
but you can get there faster with more hair naturally.
Absolutely. You can definitely, but you know, like I said, it's not a miracle product. You know, if the fall, it does take a solid 3 to 6 months before any people really, really start to see a change. You know, you'll start to see a change, you know, usually within the first month or two. You'll start to notice less shedding or your hair just starts looking better. But, you know, because it's a natural process. But mm-hmm. it does. And if the follicles are dead, we can't help though also. That's something to keep in mind. A dead follicle is a dead follicle. You know, and you can recognize a dead follicle if it's shiny and bald. You know, shiny and bald means the follicle's dead and there's nothing that can be done. Not yet. We haven't solved that problem yet, but there's nothing that can be done about it.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, that's why like, so the man's been losing hair for like 20 years, even 10 years, you know, there's going to be dead follicles in there. So mm-hmm. they're never going to get back to 100% because a lot of those follicles have already died. They'll look good. They can look good and have like a nice full hair again, but it's never going to be 100%, you know? Yeah. And that's why, you know, taking action sooner than later is always better in any scenario, because the more damage, the harder it is to fix.
Yeah, absolutely. So those of you who are listening out there who are, you know, feeling some type of way about your hair loss and you feel like you were defeated, hopefully this podcast today really gave you a lot of hope and that you do have control and there are things naturally you can do for this. I definitely encourage you to go to the More Hair Naturally website, take their little hair quiz and check out that hair loss starter kit, because that's mm-hmm. definitely the first step. So Mariah, any other final words for our listeners?
Yeah. And also call on the website. There's phone numbers at the top and the bottom of almost every page. Yes. I have a whole team here who's just here to help. So call some people like just go and order and that's great. They can get this starter kit plus with the two bottles and the shampoo conditioner. Great. But call because, you know, let's talk about your hair. Let's talk about what's happening. Cause maybe we can give you confidence that you can fix it and we can help, you know, reassure you it's okay. And we can look at your lifestyle. Maybe there's some simple lifestyle changes that are causing the hair loss, or maybe there's something else going on. And also mm-hmm. we can help people get on a program that is going to like make sure they get some good results, you know, mm-hmm. and then we can set up a time to check back in, even if they're interested in doing that, like, hey, would you like us to call you in a month, you know, and just make sure that you're getting the results. And, you know, if you are, great. And if you're not, let's figure out why and maybe adjust it so that we can make mm-hmm. sure that you succeed. Cause that's what matters. We want people to succeed. We want people to know that they're able to make a decision, take an action, and see a positive result. And we want to make sure that happens.
Yeah, I love that. It's a full service stop. You're not just buying product and that's like, good luck. Yeah, like you guys provide support great.
We want to make sure that we want it to work. We're in it to get, we're in it to see success. That's our goal.
Love
we're it. In it to that people change their lives, and that's what we're trying to do.
Fantastic. I love it. So Mariah Shane, thank you so much. She's the CEO of More Hair Naturally. Go to their website, morehairnaturally.com. The link will be in the show notes. And Mariah, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Warrior Wellness Podcast. I'm your podcast host, former Army Captain Stephanie Lincoln, the founder of Warrior Wellness Programs. Check us out at warriorwellnessprograms.com. I really would appreciate you just taking just a second to follow or subscribe wherever you saw this video or listened to this podcast. And even better, if you leave us a review. That'll help us reach others who really need this information. So your honest feedback about what we're offering on the Warrior Wellness Podcast will help us do that. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.